Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 183. We have our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Dan Pompa, on the line, and today we welcome special guest, Wendy Myers. Wendy is joining us with a really fun topic today that is totally new to Cellular Healing TV, and we're going to be delving into something called NES. And Wendy's going to tell us all about it because I'm very much an amateur myself in this topic. I know Dr. Pompa is really excited to learn more. So before we dig in with Wendy, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Wendy Myers is founder of live2110.com and mineralpower.com. She is a bioenergetic expert, metals detox specialist, functional diagnostic nutritionist, and NES bioenergetic practitioner in Los Angeles, California. She's the number one best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. She uses hair mineral analysis and other functional medical tests to design custom mineral power detox programs. Passionate about the importance of detox to live a long, disease-free life, she is a sought-after speaker, appearing on countless summits and podcasts. She is the host of the popular Live to 110 podcast. So welcome to Cellular Healing TV, Wendy. So excited to have you here and talk about bioenergetics and NES. Yeah. This is really cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I love detox, but bioenergetics is a passion of mine because of the results I've had. And so I just want to share it with everyone.
Yeah. Well, no, we're so excited. I'm really excited about this topic. I always say, look, I'm not the expert in emotional detox. However, you know, this plays as important role as getting chemicals out, which, you know, I've become an expert in. It's, you know, I'll tell you, it is very difficult if possible at all to get people well when they have a lot of trapped emotions. And, you know, I watched an interview that you did, maybe a couple of them on this topic, and I've been fascinated ever since because I think the way it made sense to me. And then of course I go from something that makes sense to digging a little deeper. I want to see the science. And then of course I want to try things myself. I get through my whole process. First off, let's start here. You know, what the heck is NES? You know, tell us all about it, and then we'll ask a zillion questions from there because I'm all excited.
Well, NES is a NES Health, NES Health, is a bioenergetic program. And bioenergetics is simply stating that we have, you know, we have a physical body that, you know, we have, we communicate with neurotransmitters and hormones and via our nervous system, but we also have an energetic field. And right. This is actually one of the main ways that our body communicates. And when you have energetic blockages, say on your meridians or on different organs or what have you, from EMF radiation, electromagnetic fields, from emotional traumas, from physical traumas, scars, things like that, from metals and chemicals, and there's other things that can cause energetic blockages in your body. When you have these, this interferes in your body's ability to communicate. For your body to, or your brain or your heart to send operating instructions and information on energy waves. And so when, so what NES does, is there's very sophisticated software that identifies via a scan where you have energetic blockages on your body and provides a protocol to clear those energetic blockages. And by doing that, you restore physical functioning. Your body detoxes better. You can do an emotional detox, and it's really quite revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, adding it to what my detox that I do, and you know, so many people watching, this would be a no-brainer. Just to back up a bit to our viewers and listeners, you know, give an example of how the body communicates. You know, we can understand, most people can understand watching this, how it uses a hormone to communicate to a cell, right? And how it, you know, does those type, or a nerve, brain to a nerve through the spine. You know, how does it communicate energetically? Give us an example.
Well, the heart is actually one of the main organs that communicates to the body, and the heart actually imprints information and operating instructions on energy waves and sends that to the cells. And so say when you have an energetic blockage in your liver, for instance, those operating instructions will become distorted or may not reach that area because the liver is blocked. And so essentially, you know, the liver isn't able to function without correct operating instructions. And so that's a very, very simplistic view. But I forget the guy's name who developed HeartMath. He's done a lot of studies showing that the heart actually sends an energetic field out about 10 feet around us. And essentially, you know, the heart is actually one of the main ways the body communicates and sends operating instructions. But again, that's a very simplistic view.
Yeah, you know, I think it's easier for people to think of the negative aspect of that communication, the disturb. You know, I here at my little workstation, you know, Joe McCullough, who we both know in common, you know, he convinced me to get the radio frequency detector, and it works really good, right? And I came in and I was like, oh my gosh, it's very high. I had a phone that was giving a signal to my cells. And didn't know it, but this thing picked it up, and it wasn't a phone that, you know, had a, you know, I didn't have any, what do you call it, other phones that it was communicating to, but it had the ability to communicate, you know, to other devices. I didn't know that when I bought the phone. So it's giving off this ridiculous amount of EMF. And then this, the mouse, I have a wired mouse because my darn electronic mouse was giving off a frequency. Those frequencies affect our cells.
Yes.
But what you're saying is, you know, for example, our heart does give off a measurable frequency that we can measure, you know, with things that we go into hospitals and do EKGs. I mean, we can measure these frequencies. And now we've learned that it communicates this function to our body and other cells. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, remove the interference and the body then can communicate and heal. I mean, that's the philosophy we all resonate with. Go ahead.
Yeah, and actually, that's why EMFs, and there's lots of studies and research showing that EMF radiation causes leukemia and cancers and other aberrations of the cells. And that's why they don't really are, they're not making the connection why, but it's because it's interfering in our body's ability to communicate. And, you know, our bodies have mass. This is what Einstein came up with. Our bodies have mass, but that mass is actually energy. That we, you know, it's kind of an old outdated version, but you know, in the chemistry books, you know, we have like a little nucleus, and then you've got the protons and electrons surrounding that. Well, all of that, this mass is actually all just energy. And so what Harry Massey has done, who's the CEO of nesthealth.com, he has spent, he and his old partner, Dr. Peter Fraser, he passed in 2012, I believe. They spent about 45 years doing research and mapping the human body field, where they found a perfectly energetically functioning liver and a perfectly energetically functioning kidney, and they mapped this out and put that into software, and then develop protocols to, you know, correct these energetic blockages in the body.
So Peter Fraser, I mean, he's passed now, as you mentioned. I mean, he was, I mean, I guess he was the originator. I mean, Harry Massey kind of took it through his own story, which we're going to interview Harry, but you could tell a little bit of that story. How did that go? Where did Peter start? How did he get into this? You know, because I mean, this is, it's, I mean, there's a lot of papers on this. There's a lot of science here. Mm-hmm. Kind of tell that story a little bit.
Well, Dr. Peter Fraser opened one of the first acupuncture schools in Australia. And he was the first accredited acupuncture school. He had it for about 14 years. So he's very steeped in, you know, traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah, meridians, nerve meridians, all of it.
Exactly. And so he developed chronic fatigue, and he was just trying to heal himself. And I don't know the exact story. I mean, there's a book here called Decoding the Human Body Field if you want to really get into the complete story. This is written by Harry Massey and Peter Fraser. Mm-hmm. And so just generally, Dr. Peter Fraser started doing these matching experiments with different tissues and with vaccines and with viruses and mapping out their energetic frequencies, so to speak, and doing matching experiments. And so he came up with this this massive body of research, and was able to heal his chronic fatigue. And so with Harry Massey came into the picture, searching to heal his own chronic fatigue. He finally happened upon bioenergetics and was trying to find the top bioenergetic researchers in the world. And so Dr. Peter Fraser and Harry met, and Harry was actually the one that helped him develop the infaceuticals, which are the protocols. These are energetic remedies that helped to clear energetic blockages and send correct information to the body. Harry Massey helped to develop these infaceuticals and helped him kind of refine his thinking and put all this information into a software system and really helped bring Ness Health into what it is today.
Could you show the scanner? And I want to talk about those things that I've explained the approach. What's Harry, while you show the scanner, what's Harry's background? I mean, he had chronic fatigue. I mean, from pain to purpose, that was my story, right? Started as fatigue, went to a lot of other things, but chemical interference became my thing. I removed the interference, my body healed. We're talking about emotional interference here, you know, electrical interference. I mean, you know, interference on multiple different levels. What was Harry's background?
Harry, he didn't really have any kind of background in business. I mean, he got sick at a very young age. He was actually had chronically fatigued for about 7 years, in bed for about 4 years. So he was just desperately searching for answers. That happened in his 20s.
Yeah.
And so he just envisioned a home wellness system because he had to have his parents drive him to doctor's appointments and whatnot. So he just wanted to develop a system where people who are very, very ill, they could be sent a scanner and do a scan and then receive the protocols in their own home to get better.
Yeah. You have a scanner, Meredith? Do you have yours?
Yeah, I don't have a scanner. It just looks like a mouse. So it looks like your little mouse that you just held up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so here it is. It does. It just looks like a big white mouse.
It's like a computer mouse.
Like it into your computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do a scan, it takes about 1 second. It's very simple. Pretty soon, by the end of the year, they're actually going to have a phone app coming out, and you just do the scan in your phone.
Wow.
So those are going to be going away pretty soon.
Yeah. Now, how can we measure the accuracy of that? Meaning that, like, you know, I like tests that are repeatable. I like tests that I can do and then do it again. And that, you know, I mean, how do we measure the accuracy of that? And, like, you know, I mean, there's some serious engineering that goes into something like that, you know?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Well, the results speak for themselves. You know, I've done hundreds of scans on people and myself and my pets, and it's amazing with the results in the scan correlate very strongly to the symptoms or the traumas that people have resonate with that our people are experiencing at the time of the scan. And it's uncanny. And so when you want to talk about repeatable, I mean, like for instance, in my own scan, I see the same issues come up. My parathyroid constantly comes up. My calcium levels on my hair mineral analysis are always wonky. You know, the parathyroid regulates calcium. And I have the same issues continue to come up. And I've found this with my own like family and friends and whatnot. But Harry Massey might be better able to explain kind of the exact mechanism behind the repeatability of the scan. But I found it to be highly accurate in my own use.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah, we'll ask Carrie some of those hard questions, Meredith.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. Well, I'm just curious.
I was just going to ask how much of the scanners.
What was the question? How much are they?
Yeah, how much?
They're not much. I mean, it just depends. Every practice is a little different. With our business, we charge about $250. But that includes a 1 hour interpretation of your scan.
Okay, go ahead, Meredith. Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious a little bit more too, if you can speak just generally what the scans are measuring. So it's waves, it's frequencies from organs.
It's a biofeedback measurement. So all it's doing is scanning your body's energy field and comparing that to a perfectly functioning human energy field. That's all that it's doing. And so, as I mentioned, Dr. Peter Fraser spent about 30 years prior to beginning Ness Health with Harry Massey about 15 years ago. So they've had about 45 years of research and refining of the system. And it's really just comparing your body to a perfectly functioning body.
And then show us then the other side of it. Okay, so it will identify these interferences, if you will. Yeah. And then you held up the little bottle there. You can explain that because this is basically how you're freeing up the energy so the body can actually function and heal the way it should.
Yeah, exactly. And so so basically, when you do a scan, another brilliance of the software is it identifies the top four issues that need to be addressed that are, say, the most blocked. It grades everything on a curve. And it also quantifies how the body needs to heal in a certain order. So you might think that you have a thyroid issue you need to address, but there's something else that needs to be addressed prior to that. So sometimes the remedies don't correlate with what you think that you need to work on. So the top four issues come up. Say the thyroid meridian comes up. A certain type of emotional trauma comes up. You'll take four infaceuticals that correlate with those top four priorities that show up in the scan. And you take these about once per day. So you'd start with about 9 drops. You just take them all at the same time. So you put about 9 drops to begin with in a glass of water and drink it once per day. And so what is in this? It's basically structured mineral water. Mm-hmm. And what is the information imprinted onto this is basically they do a lightning bolt, the equivalent of about 10,000 volts of electricity to open up the mineral structure of the water. They imprint the information or correct operating instructions onto the structured water, and they zap it again with 10,000 volts to close up the structure of the water so it remains stable. There's a lot of bioenergetic type protocols out there, but they haven't really been able to figure out how to get the information to stay in the water long term so that it's stable. So that's been a big challenge. A lot of companies can only keep it stable for about a week or two and the information's gone. And so that's essentially the long and the short of what is in an infaceutical.
So, I mean, it's basically frequency, you know, which is, you know, basically carrying that frequency into the body and then freeing up, you know, the energy. So you're basically releasing the improper energy, giving the body, I'm trying to make it as simple as I can. I'm thinking viewers right now and listeners, it's like, okay, you know, so it's putting in a different frequency, removing a bad frequency. I mean, how simplest way you can communicate that?
Yeah. So it's not necessarily a frequency so much. I mean, you can certainly think of it like that, but it's more a correct operating instruction. So it's information. It's information that it's in this. So it'd be information for a correctly operating thyroid meridian, so to speak. And so, and in doing that, there's a lot of different information in the infaceuticals.
Therefore, that the information then corrects your, if we're using the thyroid meridian, right? It corrects that energy.
Yes.
The bad energy that is basically happening with, you know, with that particular meridian of the thyroid. So it corrects it by offering the correct information.
Yes. And it helps to clear the energetic blockages also. And it's the same concept as when you get acupuncture. A lot of acupuncturists use this system rather than guessing where they need to put the needles. They see exactly where the top priorities are, where the energetic blockages are on a given meridian. And it really helps to guide their treatment.
And I was going to use that analogy. I was going to say, you know, isn't it very similar to acupuncture where they're putting certain needles into certain meridians and basically it's dissipating energy, bad energy, if you will, and basically fixing an energy pathway. So it's doing the same thing without a needle.
I mean, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But it's a bit more sophisticated.
Yeah. So yeah. Definitely. I'm just trying to make it simple just so our viewers can take something they know.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Because we look at an acupressure and go like, well, how does that work? Yeah. Well, it works based on energy, right? Yeah, I mean, it's removing exactly. energy interference, you know, and it now the body's communicating better. I mean, this is doing it at a different level, but.
Yes. You know. Yeah. And the other protocol is this MyHealth device.
Yeah, Joe has that. Showing me that. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Mercola is my client. He's on the Ness Health program. And so I have it on Mental Clarity right now, as I like to put it on that when I'm doing podcasts. And so this has about 200 different settings on it. And it does a similar thing to the infaceuticals, but it's sending information on energy waves rather than transmitting that information in structured water. And, but, you know, usually I had just have clients start on the infaceuticals to kind of start getting some results. And then this is a little bit of an investment. So I love mine. I use it every single day. But it does a similar thing to the infaceuticals, but it's a little bit different. It's complementary. It does different things.
Okay.
I had a question back on the infaceuticals that you said there's mm-hmm. there's a particular sequence that you typically offer the infaceuticals from, like depending on the priority. So how is that determined?
Yeah, well, it's just determined by the software. So the software has a lot of different parameters, programmed into it. So it measures your body field, your energetic field, and it will determine where your top four issues are. But it will also make the infaceutical recommendations based on the order in which the body needs to heal. We actually need to heal in the order in which we embryologically developed. And that is one of the brilliant things that Dr. Peter Frazier discovered in working with clients. And he I don't know how he discovered it, but it's explained in this book. I just am not recalling offhand. but he discovered and worked with the clients that they did much better when he addressed their health issues in the order in which they embryologically developed. So it's really quite brilliant.
So tell us your experiences with it and then your experience with others with it.
Yeah, so I started Nest Health. I met Harry Massey. He was a guest on my Medicinal Supplement Summit, which I did last year in 2016. And then I met him at Mindshare and I did my first scan. And I didn't really have any, negative or positive connotation. Whatever, I'll try it. Send them to me. Send me the infaceuticals. And within about a week, my lower back pain from a bulging disc I had was gone. I mean, he also had given me a My Health as a gift, which was really nice of him. But I was using the My Health and doing the infaceuticals, and my back pain was gone. Than I had been dealing with for 2 years in various ways, and doing decompression, massage, and acupuncture, all kinds of things, and was really quite frustrated. And I feel like there was an emotional component to that pain that was released in doing the Nest Health program. And I was also at that time struggling with sleep, and I was just waking up exhausted every morning. And here I am supposed to be this health coach and telling everyone how to sleep and get more energy. And I was exhausted every morning when I woke up, and I was just kind of at a loss just to figure out why. And within about 30 days, I started sleeping better. Nest Health really brought a lot of awareness to me about how much EMFs were affecting me. In the scan, you see different types of EMFs and the different EMFs that you're sensitive to. So my cell phone, my computer, microwaves, and cell tower radiation came up. And so I was really being affected by that a lot. And so, yeah.
Did it help you, just quick question, did it help you deal with those exposures, even without minimizing them? I mean, I think you'd agree we should minimize those exposures, but did it help you become less sensitive to it?
Yes, what it does is it strengthens your body's energetic field so that you do have a little bit more protection from it. And in you doing the My Health on some of the EMF settings, there's a cell phone radiation setting and whatnot, you can do those settings to help protect your body field. You still have to tend to your environment. You still have to try to reduce EMF in your environment. And I have a number of things that I use to do that. But yeah, the My Health and the Nest Health protocol really helped to, I guess, strengthen my body field so that I was able to sleep better, and it gave me awareness to me about that so that I could address that on my environment. But it also gave me a lot more energy. And I think I was dealing with a lot of emotional stuff. I was about a year out from a divorce and was kind of struggling with dealing with a lot of negative emotions in that regard. And and everything that I was doing wasn't detox and whatnot, was not dealing with emotional stuff. And I feel like the Nest Health program really helped me to bring some awareness to some of my emotional traumas and release them. And I just feel like I'm a completely different person. I've been on it about a year, and I just over the months have become lighter and lighter and lighter emotionally. And I'm really just very thankful for that.
Now, working with people, you're seeing results with what type of conditions. I mean, emotional interference can affect every condition. So I'm not pinpointing certain conditions. It's an interference. Yeah. But obviously, this is very effective at removing it. What have you seen?
Yeah, so I had one client, I've been working with her for about 2 years, helping to detox her, and she had to take a leave of absence from work because she was having panic attacks and anxiety, and I just started using the Ness Health with clients, and so I told her to start a program, and within 30 days, she already had her date to go back to work, and she instantly became a Ness practitioner herself. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to the training with her in September. I'm going to go to the training again. I went last year, but I'm going to go again. Because actually Joe Mercola is going to the training as well. So I'm going to go with him, and I have a couple of clients are going to be there as well.
Yeah, I actually wanted to go myself, mm-hmm. but I have a competing another seminar I'm doing, so mm-hmm. I wasn't able to make it. But yeah, I mean, just it's so interesting. I mean, if there's truth and there's something helping people, man, I want to know about it. You know, so yeah. I'm digging. You know, it's like I love it. I love this stuff. But I asked this question. I think I asked it to you when you were interviewing me up for your podcast. You know, it's like how come all of a sudden I hadn't heard of this and all of a sudden now I hear of this. Like, where's this been? I mean, it's
Harry hasn't done the best job marketing. You know, it's all about marketing. You're not, even though a product is unbelievable, if you don't hear about it, then it's not going to help people. So he's just now gotten together a really amazing marketing team and is getting the word out to people. And so so he's working really hard on that because he had to spend time developing the product and improving the software and developing this MyHealth. This took quite a number of years to develop this. And so now he's ready to start getting the word out to people. And I'm helping him. I believe in it so much that I'm helping him become like a brand ambassador to help get the word out to people because it's life changing.
I know you fully, you fully committed to it, and that's why I had you on the show. You know, it's just obviously impacted your life and desire to bring it to others. So do I. I mean, look, this emotional stuff and how it interferes with the body's energy and communication, it's huge. I know so many people that I'm helping, they're not going to the next level because they have trapped emotions, because they have trapped just what happened to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the problem with conventional medicine and even functional medicine is they're great. We need every different modality is they're working on the physical plane. So with conventional medicine, they're using medications to elicit a physical response on the cells or the hormones or what have you. And with functional medicine, they're doing the same thing, but with supplements.
Absolutely.
An upgrade, but bioenergetics is the future of medicine. And like we're going into quantum computers where computers are sending information in energy fields. They're not doing it through a silicone chip anymore. Those are just coming out. Even telecommunications is going to be done in energetic fields, not in through wires. Everything is going to be moving towards information transfer on energy fields. And the human body works in the same way.
I spoke to Dr. Martin Paul, who I will be interviewing again, and he's spoken at my seminars, and I was on the phone with him, and as a matter of fact, Joe's interviewing him as well, because of a lot of his new research. He developed something called the no-onus cycle, and it's a chronic perpetuating inflammation cycle that happens in the cell, and it's an explanation for what happens for chemical sensitivity, et cetera, and EMF sensitivity. But in his new research, he's showing about how EMF is affecting the calcium channel blockers, et cetera. And I'll tell you, I was on the phone with him, and he had such a level. And he's in the latter years of his life. Now, hopefully, we get a lot more out of him because the man's brilliant. But, he is at such a concern for where we are because of this bioenergy, the negative bioenergy that just really affecting our cells and how it's driving chronic inflammation. I mean, this information is really important. I mean, that's why you started a bioenergetic blog, podcast, right? I mean, haven't you? I mean, we're realizing that we are at a turning point right now, that this generation is being so affected by the chemical stuff and, this bioenergy that is, the EMF explosion. Where are we going to be 20 years from now? According to Paul, he's scared. He feels the cancer is just going to explode.
It is.
I'm concerned, That's why Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really concerned too, because right now the biggest problem is the cellular networks. Where right now we're like a 2G, or right, or not 2G, but we're at 4G, where it's like a 2 gigahertz signal that's coming out, and it's almost like the, you know, a wireless phone emits about a 2.6 gigahertz frequency, and so that's, you know, it constantly sends this pulsating frequency to your body that interferes. But now we're coming out with 5G, and that's like 40 gigahertz. So that is going to be just jackhammering our systems, and we're going to see the rates of cancer skyrocket. And that's why we need to bring awareness about EMFs and get educate people so they can get tools in place to protect their bodies.
I mean, what have you mentioned that you've still protected your area? You know, I've done some things. What have you done to minimize your EMF exposure?
Yeah, so I got a little cover for my my smart meter, that measures my electricity in my home. I thought it was a great idea when they first asked me if I wanted to install it. But it sends out a signal about 25 miles out, and then all your neighbors have them. So it's not enough to just turn off your wireless modem at night, because all of your neighbors have wireless modems. So if you live in a high-rise building or an apartment complex, or you're just in a densely populated area, you're just getting bombarded. And so I do that. I also turn off my wireless modem at night. I also have something called a PE balancer. It's a little tiny pyramid. It's a metal pyramid that has crystals in it, and it has global scalar waves into it. It's like a Tesla technology that diffuses EMFs coming into your home at about an 18-yard radius or an 18-meter radius.
I don't know of that. Where do you get that?
I had the maker of it on my podcast, David Slinger, on my podcast, on my Live to 110 podcast, and they talk about all the different products they make. They have necklaces that strengthen and protect your body's energy field when you're walking around, and, you know, so you're not in the safety of your little EMF cocoon at home that you've created.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, what did they have a website?
It's lifeenergybalance.com, something of that nature. I don't know it offhand, but the person's name is David Slinger, and I did a podcast with him on the Live to 110 podcast.
Got it.
But there's lots of little things like that. There's also, dirty electricity coming out from our house and our plugs. So GreenWave has really nice, you know, things you can plug into your walls. So lots of different things.
Yeah,
and of course, the MyHealth.
I think it's greenwave.com, right? You can plug them in.
Yeah.
You know, it puts out a lower frequency, but it is dirty electricity, so you can protect your home.
Yeah, when I just one more little thing, sorry. When I travel, there's an air travel setting on here, so that when you travel in a plane, that you're exposed to a lot of radiation, and so I have it on that setting the whole time I fly, and it protects my body, so I'm not getting so dramatically affected. It's one of the reasons people don't feel so good when they're flying, that their body is just getting so bombarded with radiation.
Where can they get that device on your website there?
Yes, absolutely. On store.live2110.com, I have the MyHealth.
There you go. Cool. Yeah. Now, what about your cell phone? What have you done for that? I mean, Joe puts it on a
selfie stick.
He's never on his phone, right? So you know, yeah. Right. When you get to the airport, he's on here with a selfie stick. You know. So
yeah.
You know, hilarious.
People can make fun all they want, but I'm not getting exposed. There's truth to that. So yeah. So what do you do?
So I use a Defender Shield. I had Daniel DeBon, who's the CEO of Defender Shield, on my podcast a little while ago. And so he's got a little cell phone protector. And I also use, he was actually involved in engineering a product that absorbs EMF. And so I also use his little Defender Shield underneath my laptop to protect myself from the EMFs emitted by my computer, because so many of us are on our computers all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one too. I have it under my computer now. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I have one. You know, and with it's the test, TES-593. I wish you'd go grab it to show everyone, but you know, you can figure out. I mean, have you tested some of those with that? You know, just to see. You know, and you could put that on your cell phone and see if it's less or not. That's what I like to test things.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gone so far as to do that. I still need to get a tester myself, but I haven't. But you know, Defender Shield, that's all they do. They're like one of the top people that do it. So they have studies that show that it does stop the EMFs.
Not to throw anyone under the bus, but before I had one of them, I'll go grab mine in a second while Meredith asks a question. But, you know, I had asked people that have them, you know, did you test it? And they're like, yeah, those things don't work. You know, how do you know? Because I tested. Let me go get mine. Meredith, ask her a question.
All right. So we'll see it. Yeah. I mean, this is such an important conversation around EMFs too. And I'm curious, kind of bring it back to EMFs. So you mentioned on your scan that it showed you were very sensitive to EMFs. So what does that look like on a scan? And what do you see on scans other than EMF sensitivities?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm sure everyone is wondering, like, what do you see? So it gives a tremendous amount of information. I have a podcast on my site that someone can watch a video taking you through a scan. So I had a master NES trainer, who's been training people for about 7 years, go through my own scan so that you can see what you see in a scan and correlate it to my own health issues or in other stuff that I'm dealing with right now. And so that's kind of the most comprehensive way to look at it. So we'll just go through each screen. So the first screen you look at is all of your energetic blockages on your meridians. And those are the little points that you would use with the MyHealth. So you use about 4 to 8 points a day that you work to clear on. You do about a 2 minute setting on, say, your thyroid, or 2 minutes on your liver, or 2 minutes on your cervical spine, or what have you, to clear those energetic blockages. And then the next scan you see is your your polarity. So your grounding. And so if your body is grounded or not, because our cells work very much by magnetism, electromagnetism. And so for centuries, or not centuries, but for the millennia, we slept on the ground, we walked on the ground barefoot, and our cells developed over millions of years to be grounded and match the Earth's magnetism. So it compares your body's magnetism and if it matches the Earth's or not. And so there's infusibles you can take to bring your cell's electromagnetism back to be grounded, so to speak. It also looks at your circadian rhythms. So if your circadian rhythms are off, it looks at your nutrition. There's a nutrition screen that shows what nutrients that your body is able to utilize or not, absorb and utilize. You'll also see... you'll see different kinds of toxins, including metals and chemicals and EMFs, and what your body isn't handling very well right now. And it will also show your emotional traumas. So you'll see all different types of emotional traumas and what's resonating for you at the time of the scan, and that you can clear those. So a lot of people that have had suffered abuse as children or adverse childhood events, or loss, or any type of trauma that they've suffered that they weren't able to handle very well, those can definitely cause a lot of different energetic blockages and drain your energy and cause physical health issues. And that's very well established in the research. There's a lot of research in ACEs, adverse childhood events, and how people, the more advanced adverse childhood events they have, they can have 2 or 3 or even 4 times more disease than a person who doesn't have those. And then also in the scan, you'll see where on your meridians, like which meridians are blocked. And it's very, very detailed anatomically. Well, you'll see what areas of your liver you have an energetic block, what areas of your stomach there's an energetic block, what areas of your brain, what areas of your eyes specifically have energetic blockages. So it's incredibly detailed, very fascinating. You also see your body's immunity. There's a screen that has 15 different components of your immune system functioning. And so NestHealth is really amazing at modulating your immune system, and a lot of people with autoimmune disease and other types of suppressed immunity see tremendous results with using NES and correcting and restoring physical function.
How quickly do you tend to see results? Or for most people, I know that's a broad range, but
everyone's a little different. The sicker someone is, the faster the results are, because they see a lot of changes very, very quickly. What I found in my experience, people that are relatively healthy may not experience anything in the first 30 days, where it might take them 60 or 90 days to start feeling changes. But what I find is many times the changes are there. They're just not associating them with their Ness Health protocol because they might get more vivid dreams or a little uptick in energy, a little uptick in mood, an uptick in brain function, a little bit better sleep, but they're not attributing that to Ness. So really the practitioner really has to make those connections for them because the changes are there. I experienced a lot of changes within about 30 days. My sleep improved, my mood improved, and my pain resolved in my lower back. I had a really, really vivid dreams, and your dreams is where you're processing a lot of the emotional stuff. So you start having more vivid dreams while your body is kind of filtering and processing through that. And so for me, it was pretty dramatic. I had really dramatic effects with my dog. My dog is, I have a 4-pound Pomeranian. She's really ill. And so I had pretty spectacular results within about 30 days with her. But generally, you want to do give it about 6 to 8 months. And any kind of major health issues, you want to give about 6 to 8 months minimum to see, you know, the maximum benefit.
Mm. Yeah, fun fact, it's good for pets too.
Yes, it is.
Well, I had trouble finding it because people use it around here. Anyways, yeah. So this is the one that the test 593.
Yes.
Now, if you look in this lessemf.com, they sell it for 500, but you can buy it on another website, Joyfay, Joyfay, for $350.
Okay, yeah.
But this is the one where I'll just turn it on. And then this is radio frequency. This is electromagnetic frequency, two different things. So you'll notice that like a spinning fan, for example, will be super high EMF. This one will register in Gauss. It's a Gauss meter. You can pick up these for like $70. This electromagnetic frequency, on the other hand, is different and it's better for these things. So, okay. So right now I'm at 0.006 and fluctuating from the computer, 0.001, 0.00. So it's up and down, but it's a pretty safe exposure. You know, when I had this mouse computing, it was much, much higher. Now, if I took my cell phone, and I don't know if you can see that. Okay, let's put it right there. I can't see it. Let's see. Hold on. I'm having trouble. Okay, 0.4 point. So it looks pretty good. Now, Meredith, send me a text if you would. Let's just watch this.
Okay.
I'm charging in here. Let me do that, make it easier. Okay, now watch the meter. There it goes.
Wow.
See that? Look at that.
Oh, wow.
From a text.
Yep, just from a text. It's attaching to, you know, I mean, just going through the roof. So
yeah.
Every time a call or text, I mean, the EMF there, I mean, it's not, you know, this is simple science, folks. I mean, it goes over a certain amount. You know, your cells are just dealing with that, your mitochondria. No wonder we have a world full of kids, you know, and adults with chronic fatigue, you know, faulty mitochondria, right? Leading to cancer, which we know is a mitochondrial issue. You know, I mean, this has made me more aware of where I'm getting exposures, right?
Yeah.
So this thing doesn't stay on my body at all. I see kids walking around with those in their pockets. Every text, every phone call, you know, that thing's connecting to the tower. You're radiating the crap out of your cells. That's why I fear for the next, that's why I fear for this generation.
Yeah.
And at night too, in bed, just right by their heads all night long.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, look, it's impossible to avoid all the EMF. That's why this technology, you know, maybe there's something here. I'm sure going to experiment it, and I encourage others to as well.
Yeah, because it really can restore cellular function where the cellular function has been damaged from EMF. It can correct the cell's magnetism. That's all it's doing. It's correcting the electromagnetism of the cell and restoring it, and it can undo the damage from EMFs. That's what these settings are doing.
Yeah, I mean, and the people who are most affected are the people who have other stressors, you know, loaded up with heavy metals, different chemical stressors, biotoxins, right? And then you add the emotional toxins that they've stored. You know, now at EMF, are you kidding? You know, they don't even know they're being affected. They just feel crappy and don't know why.
And even a lot of very intelligent, very health conscious people like myself, you hear about EMFs, you know it's bad, but it's just on the back burner. to address it. And yeah. what happened with me is I lived in Malibu on the beach, very few wireless modems and cell phone towers, and I slept amazing, completely restored my health living there. And then I moved to my home in central Los Angeles. I have a home here. And within about 6 months, just dragging around, exhausted, not sleeping well, and it was because of the EMF. That was what changed. And so there's a lot, and it only was brought to my awareness that where I really started doing something about it with doing Ness Health. But I know a lot of people are listening and they're like, they read about it, they know, but they just haven't done anything about it.
Yeah, no, it's so true, you know, and it's just going to be a constant education from us, you know, who have a platform to do that, you know, bringing out this message. And you know, you need to hear, folks, you know, Wendy's right on. I mean, it's so back burner for so many of us. It hasn't been until the last year that I've really, you know, dealt into this myself. You know, I was super sensitive when I was sick. I couldn't handle any EMF. I mean, I was deaf. Then I got well, I got rid of, you know, my heavy metals and my, you know, got my cells functioning. I could handle it, but it's still not good because there's a certain level. My son has this remote control drone, right? And he has this thing that puts on his head and it's for, I put on, I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, whoa, I just, that affected me. So I made him plug it in, you know, but it's like, and then I one time put, it was on hotspot, my phone, I didn't know. And I was doing this and I was trying to keep it away from it. You know, for 3 hours, I was like loopy. So yeah. It massive levels will affect anybody. I don't care how healthy you are, you know, but that doesn't mean the smaller levels are good for you.
Yeah, and when you have a lot of toxic metals in you, you're actually like a tuning fork. You attract more of the EMFs. Yeah. And women are more sensitive to the EMFs than men. And so there's a lot of women are more dramatically affected by EMF than men are.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, look, you know, lead them to where they can learn more. Meredith, you probably have that information, or Wendy, but listen, I appreciate you being on the show. I'm very interested in this myself. I know you have really went in this direction, and I can't wait to learn more and experience it too. So
yeah, I'm going to send you a scanner so you can try it out. And so if anyone wants to learn more about this, if you're a health practitioner or a medical doctor, you can get actually a 60-day free trial of the whole system by going to practicefasterhealing.com. Just enter in your information and we'll send you some info about it. And you can do a call with someone to learn more about it. And if you're someone, a layperson, a client that wants to try out Ness Health, you can go to unblockingenergy.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can learn more about me at live2110.com, and I have lots of free information on my website and a podcast, and the Supercharged podcast. I'm doing that with Harry Massey, who's the CEO of Ness Health and the inventor of Ness Health, and we're going to be starting that. It's actually starting tomorrow, which is August 2nd. We'll have about 3 episodes up.
How do they get there? How will they get there?
Yeah, so you can go on getsupercharged.com, or it'll be on iTunes as well.
Great. All right, great.
Awesome. And well, we've come to the end of the show, and we'd love kind of your feedback and kind of your some of your suggestions for our listeners and viewers who are watching and or listening and getting all this information and wondering what to do with it. So if you can kind of share your 3 key points for anyone who's watching as to why this is important.
Well, it's important because anyone who is searching to improve their energy levels, you know, our mitochondria definitely produce energy in our body, but you also produce energy in your energetic field. So it's a Ness Health is a great way to feed energy to your body so that you can heal. You need energy to heal. You need energy to sleep. Yeah. Sleep is a very energy, sucking process, so to speak. So what I like about Ness is it gives my clients the energy they need to heal their body and the energy they need to detox, which is a very energy intensive process as well. And I've had phenomenal results with my clients in improving their ability to detox.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Great. Hey, thanks so much, Wendy, for joining us. This is such a fascinating topic. Very, very important conversation around EMFs. And it's the future of treatment for so many of us who are doing these things, not getting results, you know, EMFs, this is a big piece of the puzzle, and the infoceuticals and the NES scanner can bring us really new, exciting information. So thanks so much for what you're doing this with this and getting the word out to everyone.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Hey, thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.